The participants for black violin are violinist Kev Marcus and viola player Will Baptiste.
Say hello to Tiffany, guys. Yes, I named my instrument, okay? She's so pretty. Just look at her.
As he stands on the stage at East Central, Baptiste holds Tiffany, fingering and strumming it like a guitar. Baptiste and Marcus are Miami guys. They play a genre that isn't known for its African-American influence. When they joined their high school music program, Baptiste said playing classical wasn't what they had in mind.
And I went up to the band teacher. I was really excited. I was like, listen, I want to play the sax. And I guess the string teacher was in the same room. And they both, when I left, they both, I guess, said to themselves, you know, let's play golf. Whoever wins the golf game gets this kid in their class. So the string teacher won, and I, you know, showed up in class, and I see all these wood instruments. I'm like, what's up? Where's the trumpet? Where's the cool stuff?
Turns out they got to be pretty good at playing strings. Both received college scholarships to continue their development, and they played music they didn't grow up with. But Kev Marcus says they kept their interest in playing the music from their roots.
We started making beats, and we wanted to be like Timbaland or Neptunes, just be the next, you know, hip-hop producer. That's what we wanted to do.
They'd hang around a recording studio in Miami where other hip-hop producers were looking for ideas.
We'd play them the new beats. They were like, yeah, that's hard. I like that. And then we'd go in the other room and grab the violins and start playing that. And then on the beats, and people were like, yo, like, where you come up with that? Like, that's crazy. So we were like, like, what can we do with this to kind of take it to another place? So from then on, we were just really trying to find ways to blend classical and hip-hop, but not do it in a way where it, like, loses either side.
This is Stereotypes, perhaps Black Violin's most well-known song and the name of its most recent album. It reached number one on Billboard's classical crossover chart. Stereotypes is also a theme they address at informal gatherings, such as the one at East Central.
You know, you may look at us and think a certain way, and then all we have to do, we don't have to play anything. We just have to say, hey, we play violin, and people's perception immediately changes. And so what we did is we just kind of weaponized that, you know, and created a whole, like, brand and a band based around, you know, shattering people's perceptions of what's possible. And it became my favorite thing about the instrument.
Black Violin has played more than 100 shows around the nation as part of its Classical Boom Tour. The duo have performed in Europe and for American troops in the Middle East. They've played with some of the country's top musical artists, including the late Tom Petty, Kanye West, Wyclef Jean, and Alicia Keys. Baptiste says that's indicative of their interest in many types of music.
Obviously, you know, hip-hop is a big one for us, and classical as well. And, you know, I listen to a lot of Motown stuff, like just old stuff, you know, with rich, warm sounding, you know, music. But genres, man, I think that's the unique thing about what we do, because we cross genres. I mean, we don't particularly belong in any box, you know what I'm saying?
We feel like we're originators in this, and now we go on YouTube and everybody playing violin or hip hop. I'm like, yeah, all right, that's what's up, you know? We're proud of that.
Black Violin expects to release a new album next year. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.